Good morning, everyone. Today is May the 4th, 2018, Friday morning. And looking at scripture we read, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear." Isaiah 59:1. "In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger, thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Ah, Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Well, that's great news for God's people. God will avenge his own elect. Psalm 94, "O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye Brutus among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off." Well, the one verse that stands out to me in that 94th Psalm is, the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with the psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hill is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hands. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as it in the provocation as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. I said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. And then finally, Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen, that the Lord reigneth, the world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Well, and his truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our righteousness. And he is our only hope. He is a perfect sacrifice for his people. Well, I like that verse. The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. That gives us great hope. God bless this morning.